I'll tell you, it's an honor to be with you. And for those of you who know me and have seen me around here off and on through the years, my wife and I, our daughter, we cherish your prayer, the prayers of this church, of God's people. As you trusted us as we went to Mexico and had all kinds of crazy things happen and a bus breakdown and all those adventures, but watching God move. For 20 years I did that, and then for the last couple of pastored, and then last year, 8 years after I'd gotten cancer for the first time, I got it again, just kind of suddenly out of the blue. 3 years after a doctor told me I was cured. Tells you what doctors know. The last year was a hard year. I'll just have to tell you that straight up. It was a very hard year. In fact, on Christmas Day, I did one of the craziest things, and then all of a sudden this polyp or something that was in my ear, I popped this thing open and bled like a stuck pig for about 45 minutes right in my mom's house in Sacramento. My wife, the whole family, you know how that is on Christmas, and everybody's there watching me just bleed out of my ear. And then a couple of days later, going back to the doctor, and then right around New Year's Day, finding out that the cancer had come back. And then shortly after that, having surgery again in February of last year, almost 13 months ago this week. And in that surgery, discovered that there was cancer in my ear. There was cancer on the nerve ending of the nerve that runs the side of my face. That's why it's a little bit slumped. I kind of look like a stroke victim. It was much worse. They took a graft out of my arm to replace that. Took all the bone underneath my ear, all the ear out, internal ear out. Took the mandible of my jaw out. Afraid that there was cancer in that. Pathology came back a month later clean. Only in the places where they saw, but not in the bone. Because this kind of cancer that I have will metastasize into the bones, in the pancreas, nowhere else. At least that they've ever seen. But it's also very rare, and I have a very minor, mild form for what it is. Of all the kinds that there are with this cancer, very rare. And in the middle of this, I found myself, I must tell you, asking some pretty hard questions. Where is God in the middle of this? And what has God done to me? I've given my life to Him from the age of 17, not growing up in a church home, not knowing anything about the Lord. And at the age of 16, given my life to Christ after a friend invited me from high school, "Why don't you come to church, Roger?" And giving my life to Christ, and a year later, God putting a call in my life, and then serving Him through everything else. And I started to ask myself, is this it? I mean, is this all you've got, God? To go through all of these things, and then to die with this. God's not really impressed with my questions, and hasn't really had an opportunity to answer, because I don't think He's really that worried. Which, frankly, brings me great comfort. You know, it's what I love the words that we just sang, that God is there in the good times and the bad times. And that God is big enough that wherever you are, that He can take care of it. That I find myself that most of the time, I'm the one who can't handle it. God is not moved. He's not frightened. He doesn't wake up and go, "Oh no, what happened to Roger and who made that happen?" That He is not unaware. He is ready and able. Well, in the middle of this, and in the middle of the grieving of this, and going to my doctor, and going through surgery, and everything that happened to me, and being out of work for 9 months last year, from January till September, at home after surgery for 8 months, and getting radiation for 33 straight days, I had a lot of time to think, and a lot of time to wonder, a lot of time to grieve, and to be afraid, and quickly discovered that I wasn't afraid to die, that as a Christian and with God in my life, even when I went into the hospital and my advanced health directive, if you've heard of those, if you've ever been in the hospital, where if something happens to you, what do you want the doctors to do? To do everything, you know, life support, those tubes and everything. And I can tell you, as a hospital chaplain now at Sutter General Hospital in Sacramento, I can tell you I know what that looks like, and I know how that goes. Not from a doctor's perspective, but from a chaplain's. And dealing with families as they grieve and worry over family members, you've probably been there in your life watching those situations. To doing everything, to doing nothing, or just doing something.